So back now to a story we're following in South Florida. There's a growing tension in the South Florida community over a recent rash of police officer-involved shootings which have left seven black male suspects dead. All of the shootings were carried out by Latino officers in the line of duty. The incidents were reported earlier this week by our partner, the New York Times, and that tension will be on display today at the Miami City Council meeting, where families of the victims will speak, perhaps more than one of the families will speak. And Miami Police Chief Miguel Esposito will also be facing questions from city councilmen. And at least one member of the city council has called for his resignation in the wake of these shootings. We're pleased to be joined by the Miami Police Chief Miguel Esposito this morning. Thanks so much, Chief, for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Thank you.
How much are you on the defensive as you contemplate your testimony before the city council today?
I really don't believe I will be testifying before the city commission. This is an opportunity for one of the families that wants to be heard by the commission. I doubt very seriously that anyone from the city will be answering any questions, as there is a pending litigation against the city by this family.
How do you characterize the sense of tension between Latino officers and black males who believe that perhaps a hair trigger incident could result in death or injury?
Well, let me first say that we have tremendous support not only in the African American communities, but also in the rest of our communities. What you're reading in the newspaper is a very small group that is actually making all the noise, and some of these individuals either represent the families of the individuals that have been shot by our officers, or some of the activists that are close have close ties to these families.
We spoke earlier this hour with Lynn Cohn, who's the father of Lynn Weatherspoon, who was shot and killed this past New Year's Eve by Miami police officers as part of a SWAT team. I know you know the incident well. He had this sense of what it is the family members and people in the African-American community in South Florida actually want. I wonder if you'd respond to this. Listen.
The parents want justice. You know, our children's blood is being shed in the streets, you know, and it's crying out for justice. We need closure in this situation. We need some answers.
Miguel Esposito, is it your position that that's a fringe view, a small voice in South Florida?
Well, I think the actual complaints against the police department is a small voice. Obviously, I understand the fact that they want closure. We also want closure. And it's important to understand how the process works. When a shooting like this takes place, we investigate the case. We gather all the evidence. We get all the statements, and we turn that over to the state attorney's office, who will make the final determination. It isn't the police department that has those answers. It's the state attorney's office. We're awaiting the answers on all of these cases from the state attorney's office. So I understand that they want closure just as we do, but unfortunately, we don't have those answers. They have to come from elsewhere.
But Miami Police Chief Miguel Esposito, I mean, you have seven black men dead over the past 8 months. That's a tragedy not just for the families of these victims, but that's a tragedy for the police department. That's a tragedy for these officers who pulled the trigger. I mean, what kind of questions are you asking of the people in your department about how you can stop this from happening again?
Well, this is what has happened is we had a tremendous amount of violence in that community, and the people, the grassroots people in that community, came out in force and met with me when I first became police chief and said, listen, it's been a long time since we've had this violence in our community. Our children cannot go out in the street to play like they do in every other neighborhood. We're afraid to go out to our cars as we're getting ready to go to work because we're afraid we're going to get hit by a stray bullet in some of these shootings between people involved in drugs. And we need for you to go in there, and that's exactly what I did. I doubled the number of officers in that area and assigned to tactical units, and we basically went in there and did what the community wanted, and that is to deal with the violent crimes. We've taken over 1,000 firearms off the streets of Miami, but you don't hear about the ones where officers were justified in shooting the individuals, but they chose not to.
Miguel Exposito, chief of police in Miami, Florida, you know, taking tactical measures is maybe part of the problem, but how do you square this comment that we got from Lynn Cohn a little bit earlier this morning? He says that the police have no relationship with the African-American community. They don't reach out. They don't try to get to know the community beyond these tactical measures. They're either fearful or frightened by black individuals or intimidated, but I don't know what's going on. How would you respond to that?
We do reach out to the community. As a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, we did a job fair for teenagers in that area, in the African-American community, ages 14 to 18, and trying to get them jobs and things. So we do reach out to the community. We deal a lot with the clergy in that area who are very influential. And as I mentioned before, we have a tremendous amount of support in that area. Now, there may be individuals there that aren't happy about us going in there, namely some of the drug dealers and some of these people that have had confrontations with our officers.
Well, Miguel Exposito, I didn't get the impression in talking with Lynn Cohn, and sometimes, you know, you have a radar for people who are basically, you know, given a media position or given a speech or something. Lynn Cohn didn't seem to be a drug dealer to me. He didn't seem to be part of a drug infrastructure in a community. He did say this, though, that he's worried when he sees cops on the street in Miami. Listen.
You can never say what would happen. I just pray that you don't. I won't make no wrong moves or make any kind of funny moves if I was to be stopped.
Now, he sounds though he's sincerely saying that if I, you know, run a red light, I could get shot in Miami. Is that a failure of law enforcement, even having that perception?
I don't believe that that's what he's referring to. I think he's referring to making any awkward move. And in some of these shootings,
What's an awkward move?
An awkward move is if the officer tells you, put your hands on the hood of the vehicle, and you decide you want to go inside your car and you want to grab something while they're telling you not to do that, that's an awkward move. That's not getting stopped for a traffic ticket. That's disobeying the police officer who may be in fear of his life.
Is that a death sentence in Miami?
No, it's not a death sentence, but it's all in the way that it's perceived by the officer. If the officer feels that his life is in danger, they're going to take some action. I spoke to a sheriff from a Broward Sheriff's Office who was shot in the head a couple of years ago, and he was fortunate to have survived. They even gave him last rites. But I told him, what happened in your case? He says, I waited too long. I waited to see the firearm, and by the time I saw the firearm, the bullet was going into my skull. And that's what will happen when officers wait too long. When they see some type of awkward move or something of that nature.
A sense of the challenge and dilemma and also the source of racial tension in South Florida. Miguel Exposito describing the situation for officers there, chief of police in Miami, Florida, responding to the deaths of 7 black male suspects killed over the last 8 months, all the shootings carried out by Latino officers in the line of duty. A city council meeting will address the controversy in Miami today. Chief, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.